The following is intended solely for the use of those with a sense of adventure.
I'm shaking the dust of this town off my feet, and I'm going to see the world.
This is Travel with Hawkeye. Here's your host, Mark Hawkeye Lewis.
I am so excited about today's podcast because one of my favorite cities in America, Savannah, Georgia, my wife and I got a chance to visit it a couple of years ago. We had just a fabulous time. I highly recommend it to anybody who is thinking about great American cities to visit. You can even drive there from, you know, so you don't even have to pay for airfare. You can fly in there also. They do have an airport. But I thought, who better to talk about Savannah, Georgia than the great Paula Dean, who has a restaurant there in downtown called Lady and Sons, and she's going to join us momentarily here on the podcast. Also, it is not too early to think about the holiday season, what you're going to be doing. I know a lot of people like to go to New York City for the holiday season. It is a great place to experience Christmas. And they have a lot of great shows there. Of course, the Rockettes at Radio City Music Hall are one of the more famous. And Janine Tornatore from VividSeats.com is going to join us shortly to talk about what's big this holiday season, some of the shows, and what you need to do to secure tickets to these different shows, maybe in your hometown if you're listening, or maybe in another city you want to visit. But first, the Queen of Savannah, Georgia. Good morning, Paula Dean.
Good morning, Hawkeye. How are you?
I am so excited to have you on today. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you. I always love every time I get to come to Texas via the phone or in person or whatever.
Well, let me tell you what I love. My wife and I, last year, I believe it was, maybe it was the year before. No, it was last summer, yes. We took our first trip to Savannah, Georgia, and we were blown away by that community. What a beautiful, beautiful place.
And you didn't call me.
And you know what else? We were not able to get into your restaurant. We wanted to do that, but it was like so crowded. It was so popular in Savannah.
No. Oh. I'm so sorry, Hawkeye. What month were you there?
We were there in 4th of July weekend.
Well, that was a busy weekend.
I'm sure it always is. We went to Savannah, and we just, I think I literally explored every block of Savannah. I mean, I even went back down. I explored like the plazas, but then I went to the next level of Savannah. It's a really neat city because you can actually, if you keep going further away from the river, you can actually see like the progression of architecture from different centuries and different decades. It's really a fascinating town.
Absolutely. It was the only city in America that was built on squares. And I have to say, I search for words to describe Savannah, and the one word that keeps coming up is magical. I think she is just a magical place.
She really is. And it's interesting that you refer to your city as she, but it really is a very magical place. And then, you know, on top of that, there's a university there, Savannah College of Art and Design, and they have integrated, instead of having a campus, they have integrated into the entire city of Savannah. And that just adds to the beauty of it.
I'm telling you what, Hawkeye, we owe a lot to SCAD because as time went by, people didn't want to invest in downtown. So the places were just literally, you know, going to waste. And then SCAD opened and came to town. And they have resurrected some of the most beautiful buildings in Savannah. I mean, we're so blessed to have them.
And not only some of the some of the theaters are also, you know, associated with the university. I mean, just they've done a great job. And now you go and downtown has is so vibrant now because of what they started. And there's tons of new businesses coming into downtown. And it's probably like it was, 30 years ago. It's really a neat community to visit.
Yeah, or probably I've been there 30 years and it was on the decline.
Mm-hmm.
So it was probably in the 60s, that it was in its prime.
Uh-huh. When it was last in its prime.
Right, because there were no malls or anything like that. And my friends that I know that was born and lived there all their life, they tell me so many fun things about being downtown, going downtown. And then you got your beaches, so I think all those high school kids probably had the best of both worlds. they were raised in Savannah.
It is a great. I highly recommend Savannah and Charleston are two cities, American cities, that are not to be missed. They are just beautiful, beautiful places.
Charleston is said to be our sister city.
Mm-hmm.
And we say she's the ugly sister. But you know what Charleston says about Savannah?
What is that?
That we're the ugly sister.
That is so funny. Well, and if you go to Savannah and you're not there on a very busy 4th of July weekend, make time to go to Paula Deen's restaurant. It's right there in the middle of, in the heart of downtown. You can't miss it, Lady and Sons.
Lady and Sons. And then I just recently opened Paula Deen's Creek House, which is on the way to the beach. It's on Whitmarsh Island, and it's on Turner's Creek. It's just a beautiful, beautiful setting and great food.
Yes, great food indeed. The reviews are always, you know what, it was on the top of our list to do. We just were never able to get in there. Now, there's another thing you can do. If you can't make it to Savannah or you can't make it to the second restaurant, you can cook like Paula Deen with a brand new cookbook, right?
Absolutely. I'm proud of my latest baby that I had. I think she's so pretty.
It's called At the Southern Table?
Yes, At the Southern Table with Paula Deen. And there's 150 recipes, and each recipe has a picture, which makes it so easy. I mean, I show you what it's supposed to look like. And there's 30 brand new recipes that have never been
Wow.
And I've got some menu planning in there for you. The least favorite part to me about cooking is planning menus, trying to decide what to cook. So I've done that for you, and that's available. And also some tablescapes and, you know, how to kind of decorate. So it really is a book that I'm very, very proud of. And I can't believe I'm talking about Christmas already. But it'll be here next week, you know. I mean, time moves that fast, doesn't it, Hawkeye?
Yes, yes.
So if you're thinking about Christmas gifts, it's a gift that doesn't break the bank, but it keeps giving every day.
Now, when you say there's pictures with each recipe, are these pictures of family and friends? Or, I mean, explain that a little bit more.
Well, there is, in the front of the book, there's a family photo that almost everybody made it. I think we were missing a daughter and husband and two grandsons, but there's pictures of the food.
Oh, okay, okay. I've always wanted to ask you this, Paula Deen, and when you travel and you get a chance, in fact, you're going to be on a book tour, actually. You're going everywhere from, you'll be in Dallas, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Pittsburgh, San Diego. You're going all over the country on your book tour. Is there a restaurant somewhere in the U.S. or in the world that's like, that is your favorite, or you, when you're in that town, you make sure you stop there, or a certain dish in a certain city that you make sure you have when you're there?
You know, we've eaten a lot of good food in all of our travels, Hawkeye, but I think I was in Nashville, Tennessee. I can't remember where I was, but there's a place called Hot Chicken.
Yes.
Have you heard of?
Yes, they're known in Nashville. Like, they're known for their hot chicken. Yes.
Yes, Hot Chicken. My husband and I enjoyed that so much, and I so enjoyed him eating hot chicken because he ordered the hottest of the hot. He loves hot stuff, and I loved watching him sweat while he ate it. But you know, I can't wait to come back to Dallas. You know, I was there just 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I brought my foundation there to help raise money for Hurricane Harvey.
Yes, yes.
And I've got a lot of good friends in Dallas, and they really stepped up to the plate and helped us, you know, pull this off. And I think we raised like $60,000.
Fantastic, fantastic. And much needed, too. That, you know, that, thank you very much for your efforts, because you know how difficult it's been here in the, you know, down in the on the Coastal Bend area and in Houston.
Absolutely. And we decided to make our donation to the Hurricane Harvey victim. I don't know. It was a charity that they set up that you could donate to, because every penny of that goes to the victims. It's not paying salaries or anything like that. It's going straight into the hands of the ones that need it.
Well, when you come to Dallas, I'm sure you've partaken in the barbecue here in Texas a time or two.
Do you have a... Do you have the best brisket I've ever put in my mouth. I ate Texas. Holy moly. You know, we in the South, we don't cook. In Georgia, we don't cook real good brisket.
Uh-huh.
I've tried, and mine doesn't taste like Texas brisket. So I always look forward to having that when I'm out there.
You know what? That's a pretty amazing confession there. And this is something that everybody can actually take something from. Here's Paula Deen, who has just a famous, you know, famous restaurant, a famous chef, just glorious recipes. And you say, hey, there's some things I'm not good at cooking. That, you know, that should be inspiration to everybody. Not everybody's good at everything they try.
Right. You can't. It's hard to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to be perfect, but the man that cooked that brisket for me, it was for a barbecue special that I was doing,
uh-huh.
And he had the chuck wagon.
Okay.
And he made his own charcoal.
Wow, that is a dedication to the craft.
I'm telling you, and he cooked it for 10 hours, and I can't remember that man's name, but when I put a bite in my mouth, I kissed him straight on the lip. It was so good.
Well, before I let you go, I want to ask you one question about one of my favorite Southern writers, and to see if you ever got a chance to meet him, because he's from the Low Country in South Carolina, and he actually became rather accomplished as a chef or as a cook, and he actually published a cookbook, and that would be Pat Conroy. And I was wondering if you ever got to meet Pat Conroy.
You know, he was on my bucket list. But I didn't get to.
Oh, mine too. I always wanted to have him on the show. That was on my list, and I never got a chance to have him on the show before he passed.
I know. I so badly wanted to meet him, and there we lived, you know, almost neighbors.
Yeah. Well, Paula Deen, such a pleasure to have you on. Continued success. Thank you for sharing a little bit of Savannah with us, and thank you for sharing not only your past recipes, but 30 new recipes in the brand new book, At the Southern Table with Paula Deen, and it'll be out very, very shortly, and you can enjoy it. Perfect Christmas gift, as it was once said on this same show.
Yes, and I will be in Dallas on November the 9th, Hawkeye.
Okay.
At Barnes & Noble.
All right. Barnes & Noble, I'm assuming that's the one on Northwest Highway, because that's the biggest one. That's where they usually host people. So
I don't know, honey.
I'm sure it's there.
I just go where they take me.
We will look for you, Paula. Thank you so much for your time and continued success.
Thank you, Hawkeye. Have a blessed day.
That is the great Paula Deen, and I have to say I thoroughly enjoyed having her on the show. And if I could just a little addendum to our conversation with Paula. Savannah is a city that my wife really wanted to go to. And I was like, yeah, I wouldn't mind going to. I read the book In the Garden of Good and Evil, and which is a great book to read before you go to Savannah. Highly recommend that book. But what's interesting about Savannah is this is a town in the South, in Georgia, but it really started back in 1733, so it's older than the United States, and it was set up, the city grid was set up, as she said, along these plazas by General James Oglethorpe. And these plazas still exist, and the homes that are around the plaza go back to the Revolutionary War days. So that is fascinating, but what a lot of people don't do when they go to Savannah is, as I said, the further away you get from the city, you have architecture that represents the Revolutionary War period, which is very rare in the South. But then you go to the next level of the city, the next few blocks after the first historic district, and there's another historic district of homes that were built during the Civil War, the antebellum period. And then if you continue on from there, actually, there's a neighborhood that has these beautiful craftsman style homes that are like from the 30s and 40s. And it's kind of like an architectural museum of different styles of homes in the U.S. You can just kind of work your way on these gridded streets that run forever away from the river and just see some great neighborhoods. And most people don't go past the colonial period homes. Some go down to the Civil War era, but I'd recommend you just keep going and just seeing some beautiful neighborhoods on one of the most spectacular cities in the U.S. And it's also, if you study the history of Savannah, if you're interested in historic preservation, there was a lot of homes that were torn down in the first historic district there. And there's kind of a neat story on how they were saved and how the city kind of embraced its past. And I'm sure there are a lot of cities in the U.S. that are like that, that tore down their past. But Savannah, most of it was saved. So highly recommend Savannah. And it's a sister, I wouldn't call her an ugly sister, Charleston, South Carolina. Those are two just great cities to visit in the U.S. And then a lot of great beaches. Hilton Head is right in between those two. So just some fabulous parts of the U.S. to visit. All right, speaking of visiting other parts of the city, the holidays are not that far away. And Janine Tornatore from VividSeats.com joins us. And I always like to have her on because when there's different types of events, like sporting events or theater, she tells us about what's coming up and great ticket access and so forth. But I wanted to talk about some of the different shows that are going on in New York, Chicago, LA, and so forth. But I guess the first thing I got to ask is, it's not too early to book your tickets for some of these great holiday spectaculars. This is the time to do it, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, we're just heading into the beginning of October, but you would be surprised at how many of these shows in some of these bigger markets sell out really early on, because for so many people, whether they're going, you know, in their own city or they're traveling, it's a family tradition. So a lot of people every year want to go see the Christmas Carol or the Radio City Music Spectacular. So it's certainly not too early to be thinking about getting tickets if that's something that's on your wish list for the holidays.
All right. So what are some of the bigger shows here this holiday season that we can, people haven't thought about it yet, but they want to do something that we could put on their radar?
Sure. Well, it's interesting because there's a couple of different categories really this year to look at. So there's the big kind of theater performances, and a lot of them are musical focused. And some of them are touring and some of them are in major markets. So I'll just kind of start with some of those big ones. A big one, actually, it's our number one seller on Vivid Seats, is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They actually are touring and they have 104 shows they're doing this holiday season. So you can find them in your area, no doubt. They're in Dallas, they're in major markets like Chicago, New York. In fact, they're all over, even in smaller markets. The average price for those tickets is close to $100, although we're seeing get-in prices, which is kind of those lowest ticket prices available, from $48. So it's doable.
And this is on the secondary market.
This is on the secondary market, absolutely. So this is where people may be reselling tickets. If they got them and aren't able to use them or whatnot. Another really big one that won't surprise folks, this is actually just in New York City. It's the Radio City Christmas Spectacular. It features the Rockettes. It's a fantastic family-friendly show. They do 173 shows during the season, but so many people travel to New York for the holidays for shopping and just to take in all of the great spirit there. You can find tickets from $10 on Vivid Seats, depending on when you want to go, but the average price comes to about $150. So it's definitely a pricey one, but that's kind of one of those really special ones people are willing to pay for.
Can I ask you a couple questions about that?
Yes.
Okay, if they're doing that many shows, okay, how many shows a day on average, like on a Saturday, are they doing?
They're doing, I think it's on average two. There may be some days where they're doing three, but it kind of plays out a lot like you would see a typical kind of Broadway show where there's matinees and then there's the evening shows as well.
Okay. Just a trip inside Radio City Music Hall is magical itself, too, by the way. If I could just throw that out there.
It is. Well, they start early, too. So you'll see I have the dates on here, if you'll bear with me for 1 second.
Yeah,
so, yeah. It runs November 10th through January 1st. So there's a long run. You have plenty of time even after Christmas if you want to get there before New Year's to see it. So that's one of the reasons why they're able to do so many shows. It'd be pretty exhausting being part of that show, I think, though, after 173 performances in just a month and a half.
Yeah, you know, and they've had some touring shows in the past where they have, like, Rockettes that tour. I know they did that here in Dallas for a while. I don't know if they're doing it this year, but there's something special about being in New York City over the Christmas season.
There certainly is. It's always one of the top holiday destinations. I just looked for, what are average prices for hotels there in early December over the weekend. Four-star hotels coming in about $182. So
that's not bad for New York.
Especially around that holiday shopping, really busy period. And so there's those are kind of some of the big ones. Of course, you have the Nutcracker, which is touring. They're hitting 337. They're doing 337 shows. Tickets averaging $125. That's one of those ones where it will probably be in your market. It'll be in Dallas and in a lot of the mid and larger size markets. A couple of other touring shows, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. They're doing 38 shows. touring, White Christmas hitting 45 shows, and A Christmas Carol's doing 95 shows, which is another great touring one, which is one I know, like here in Chicago, will typically sell out because it's such a fantastic show. They do it at the Goodman Theater here. And then, you know, aside from some of those big theater performances, there's some really interesting concert tours that are holiday-focused that are happening this year. So you have our number one selling right now is Pentatonix, which is so popular. Everyone loves that sound. It'll be beautiful for the holiday music as well. They have 12 shows hitting places like Boston, New York, Chicago, and D.C., and their tickets are averaging $116, although we're seeing prices as cheap as $57. You also have Lindsey Stirling. Some people are familiar with her. She's a beautiful violinist, puts on an amazing show. She has 26 shows for her holiday show, hitting places like New York, Chicago, Philly, Atlanta, Tampa, Las Vegas, Phoenix. Tickets there averaging $95. Then, of course, you have Mannheim Steamroller, always a big one for the holidays, hitting 76 shows, averaging $91. Amy Grant and Michael W. Smith, kind of a flashback there. They have a holiday tour this year with 15 shows, hitting places like some smaller markets, Denver, Nashville, Dallas is one, Kansas City, some of those mid-sized markets. Tickets starting at $30. And then 98 Degrees, that pop boy band from the early 90s era.
They are doing a Christmas show?
They are doing a Christmas tour. Yes, they are. They are hitting 21 markets, places like Atlanta, Minneapolis, Louisville, Miami, Detroit. We have tickets starting at $52 on Vivid Seats. They're averaging about $100. Probably just depends on where you want to see them. But yeah, so there's some interesting holiday tours out there as well. If you are going to any of these, you know, bigger places, you know, New York, Chicago, Los Angeles are always popular over the holidays, and so definitely want to keep your eye out for these tours and, of course, these great theater performances on so many of these stages.
And can people sell their tickets also on Vivid Seats?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. So a lot of people, that's a big part of our business, is people that may have tickets to a baseball game or a theater performance and shoot, something happened and came up, they can't go, they can go on Vivid Seats and sell them.
All right. And I also want to mention Vivid Seats also. Speaking of the holiday season, you probably don't know where you're going to be headed, but you might be headed to a college bowl game also over the Hollywood holiday season. And Vivid Seats is a great place to go if it gets sold out secondary. Well, you know, also if it doesn't get sold out, because sometimes you can buy tickets for below market price, right?
You absolutely can. I mean, I saw some tickets to baseball games. Of course, their team's probably not doing so well. As low as $5 for, you know, at least just to get in and sit and watch a baseball game at the stadium this summer. Yeah, I mean, with the playoffs coming up, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people really looking for those seats if their teams are still in it and for World Series. And so it's certainly a big time for us, for people that are really out there wanting to see some of these hot games this time of year.
All right, Janine Tarantori from VividSeats.com. Always appreciate the heads up when it comes to events, especially when it comes to the holiday season, because like I always said, my wife is always begging me to take her to New York City over the holiday, and there's so much to do. This might be the year we go.
Well, that'd be great. It's definitely the time to do it.
All right, before we go, I got to close out the podcast with my favorite 2 seconds of today's podcast.
Good morning, Hawkeye. How are you?
Thank you to the great Paula Dean for being our guest. Also, thanks to Janine Tornatore from VividSeats.com, talking about the holidays. And if you want to find out more about things we talked about, make sure you go to our website, travelwithhawkeye.net. Click on blog. We always create a blog post about every podcast. I'm Mark Hawkeye Lewis. The world is out there. Your adventure awaits. Thanks for tuning in to the Travel with Hawkeye podcast.